Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Sadi Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on page 518. So Sif Beis is going to be a hemshech from Sif Aleph. We mentioned yesterday in Sif Aleph that if you have a city that belongs to the rabbim and it has psachim, it has openings on both sides, so we said you can't make one big shittuf, because it will get confused with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in general, and therefore you have to exclude part of the city from being in the Shittuf. So the Mechaber in Sif Beis continues from there and says, Ir shel Rabbim sheyesh la Pesach Echad. So let's say you have the city of the Rabbim, that instead of having two Pesachim, it has only one Pesach, V'sulam b'mokom acher. And instead of having on the other side of the city another Pesach, it has a wall, but it has a ladder that allows you to get over the wall. So then the din is ma'arvin es kula. You can make an eriv around the whole city, join the whole city together. Ve'ein etzrich hashir, and you don't have to leave anything off. So specifically when you have the entire city of the rabbin and you have two openings, that's when you have to leave off part of the city. But if you only have one opening on one side and the other side does not have an opening, but it does have a way to get in and out through a ladder, so that's not considered like two openings. She'ein hasulam shebachom v'choshev kepesach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the ladder by the wall is not considered a Pesach. Not only that, v'afilu hemid harbei sulamos zebetzat zeh, even if you put a lot of ladders next to each other, ad rochav eser, until a width of 10 amos, lo chashiv kepesach. It's still not called a Pesach. So that's point number one. When we say you need two psachim to be a problem, which limits the shittuf to not being the whole city, it's specifically two openings. Not one opening and a ladder, not one opening and many ladders. It's not going to be a problem. Then he says, V'im yesh l'shnei psachim, and if there are two openings, v'yesh ashba lifnei echad mehen, but one of the openings is blocked by a pile of garbage, ki'ilu ein sham ela pesach echad. So that blockage of the ashba is considered a good blockage, and as ki'ilu is only one pesach. So that's the 2 points of the Mechaber. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yedalot. B'mokom acher, so we said you have a Pesach on one side and a Sulam b'mokom acher. B'tzad shekenegdo, on the side of the city across from where the opening is, there is a wall with a ladder. Sha'olim v'yardin bo chutz l'choma. People go up and come down from outside the wall. V'havei amina d'choshev k'pesach. So I would have thought, since there's really a way to get in and out of the city through that ladder, that would be considered a Pesach, and therefore there would be two Pesachim, and it would limit you. Kamash one, it does not limit you. Sefkotan tezvav she'ena sulam, the sulam does not count as a Pesach. V'ayin la'el simen shinayin leisiv chesil kula nechshav kepesach. If you remember, we learned at length that a ladder sometimes can be considered the connection between two cities. That could be the Pesach. So like the Mishnah Berurah, we only go l'kula to make the ladder considered a Pesach. Here it would be a Chumrah, because by making the city have two openings, then you limit the Shittuf to not being the whole city. So it only counts as a Pesach when there's a ladder there, if it is l'kula, like we learned in Shinai Beis, but not l'chumrah like over here. Even if the ladder is ad rochav eser, sefkodan tezayim, to sofer hu, there's a mistake over here, it shouldn't say ad rochav eser, v'tzorach lomer ad yoser mi eser. It really should say, even if the ladders are more than 10 amos, v'haynu, da'afilu ba'ofen zeh, even in such a case, that there's so many ladders and it covers such a width, lo mevatlin ha'mechitza, it does not nullify the mechitza, lios keparutz ha'mokum ahu, to make it considered as if that side is open. V'hu adin da'afilu ha'sulamos l'chorochav ha'kosel, it's not only if it's 10 amos or more, even if it's the entire width of the wall has ladders on it, it still will not count as a Pesach. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes to the second point of the Mechaber. So again, the Mechaber said in the second point that if you have two openings, but one is blocked by an Ashba, that's considered a good blockage, and it does not limit the city, and you can make one big Shittuf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yodzayim V'yesh Ashba, Shesosei Mekom HaPesach. It blocks that area of the opening. The Ein Rabim Ovrim Sham, and therefore the Rabim can't pass through there. V'davka Ashba Shel Rabim She'ein Metzuyah Lehinotel. We discussed Ashbos earlier, and there was a chilah between an Ashba Shel Rabim, which you could assume will always be ten tefachim, versus an Ashba V'yachid. So this din that the Ashba is considered a blockage of the opening is specifically an Ashba of the Rabim, which does not normally go down below ten tefachim. Aval Ashba Shel Yachid Lo. But an Ashba of an individual that can get cleared out very easily, and it doesn't get constant ashba going there, so that would not be a good blockage. So kodin urches keilu v'impinu es ha'ashba chazar ha'pesach l'makomo. If for some reason that ashba gets cleared away, now you have two openings, so then the din of the Pesach goes back to its place, and this would be a case of a city of the Rabbim with two psachim, which limits the sheet of to not being the whole city, like we discussed last night in Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, right to Sif Gimel. Habotim shemenichim osam shir. So we discussed last night that when you have a city of the Rabbim, and you have openings on the two sides, so you're limited to do a sheet of not in the whole city, you have to leave off some of the city. We said you can leave off even one chatzar with one house. So those houses that you're leaving as part of the exclusion of the shituf, says the Shulchan Aruch, afal pi she'einam psuchim la'ir. It could be houses that don't even open up into the city. Ela achoreihem la'ir. Just the backside of those houses open to the city, upneim lachutz, and the face, the opening, the front of the houses are to outside the city. Va'afilu hu rak bayis echad. Even if it's only one house that's excluded from the shituf, afilu beis habakar, even if it's a house of cattle, or beis hatevner, a house of straw, she'enam tzrichim la'orei, that don't have to contribute to an eruv in general, osim, osam, shiur, they can be counted as the exclusion of the shituf, uma'arvin es hashar, you can make an eruv in the rest. So basically what the Mechaber is telling us here in Sif Gimel is a tremendous leniency. We learned last night in Sif Aleph that if there's a ear of the Rabbim that has an opening on both sides, you have to leave off part of the city. But we see over here the houses that you leave off from the Shituf could even be facing the other way. They could even be houses that people are not necessarily living in. So it's a very big kula in terms of what you leave out of the Shituf. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yotesh, She'enam psuchim la'ir. These houses that are excluded could be houses that don't even open to the city. The Havamina, I would have said, Kevon de'iboy l'shatef osanim anshe ha'ir gamken l'motzi. Since if you wanted to join these houses in the sheet of the city, you can't even join them. They're not really part of the city. So im kein, if so, einam b'chlal anshe ha'ir, I would say they're not part of the city at all. V'lo mahani shi'ura detu, and therefore leaving them off would not be an exclusion. The whole point of the exclusion is to leave the houses from the city. So these houses are not really part of the city. It's a whopping chiddush to say that they can be part of the exclusion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is a katan chav, she'enam tzrichim la'arov, even though they don't have to contribute to the Erev. The afal pita b'simin shenayin posak the tzrichim la'arov, even though we learned earlier in shenayin that a beis habakar and the like needs to contribute to the Erev. Hainu k'sha'ochel sham gamkin, that's if a person eats there as well, then he needs to join the Erev. Kemo shekhasa beis yosef shalom, the beis yosef writes over there, but in our case we're talking about a beis habakar where a person doesn't eat, and therefore it really wouldn't have to be part of the Erev or the shituf, yet it's still a kula that it could be excluded. The Erev, we see in note number 7 at the end, the Chazon Ish really argues with this. And the Chazon Ish writes, She'ein lahakel l'shayer beis ha'tevin, you really should not be lenient to leave as the exclusion a house of straw. Eloyesh lahachmir geshitas ha'rambam, rather one should be machmir like the Rambam and the Ritva, she'tzorach l'shayer davka chotzer in beis dira. They have to really leave off a chotzer with a house of dwelling. So this din is not even so pasha, but that's what the Mechaber holds, and that is the Chiddush. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis of Dalud, Ir shenishtatvu kol yoshveh chutz mimavui echad. Say, the city where they join together in a sheet of all the inhabitants of the city, except for one mavui. Hareza osra kulam. Since, as we'll see, this is an ear of a yachid, and you have to make an eriv for the entire city as one. So if you leave off one mavui, that's going to ask for the whole city. Then bonu matseva al pesach hamavui. But if the mavui though is excluded, you built a matseva there. You built a little matseva, which we'll see a little itzba. We'll see the beragola says on the next page, a little platform that blocks the entrance of the mavui. So in bonu matseva al pesach hamavui eino osar leim. So even though leaving out one mavui from the city will ask for the whole city. But if you block it up by a matseva, by the entrance of the mavui, then it will not aser. Lefika, therefore, ir shahoisa kinyan yachid, a city that was belonging to one person, afilu nasa shal rabim, afterwards it became a city of the rabbin, ein ma'arvin osolo chatzon, you cannot make an eriv part way. Ela okula o mavui mavui. Rather, you can either make one big shita for the entire city, or you can split up mavui by mavui. Ubona kol mavui umavui matseva pisco, and you'll build by each mavui a matseva by the opening. And here's where the biragola by the star says matseva pirish itzba, which is a platform. You build a little platform by the entrance of each mavui, and that will separate it from the rest of the city. So the Mechaber again says, "Ubona kol mavui mavui matseva al pisro im rotza lachlok reshuso mehem." If you want to separate the reshus of that mavui from the rest of the city, kedei shelo yesar al shara mavuos, in order that that mavui that's not joining can separate and not asar on the rest of the mavuos. Says the Mishabura Sivkoton Chav Aleph, "Shenishtatvu kol yosheha." So in a city that made one big shituv except for one mavui, married the ir shaisa mitchila kinyan echad. We're talking about over here, as the Mechaber said later on, that a city that we're discussing over here was a kinyan echad, which is a kinyan of a yochid, kinyan messiah, like the Mechaber says later on. The Be'ir Shal Rabbim, because if it was a city of the Rabbim, halo mavur le'el b'sif alef, we already learned in sif alef, da afilu bayis echad mikri shir. Even leaving off one house is considered a leaving off. Kol shekein mavui is certainly if you left off a whole mavui. Now if you look at note number 9, he explains, Mivur b'dvarav, it's clear from the words of the Mishabura, Shebi'ir shel Rabbim, when there's a city of the Rabbim, Evshar l'chalik es ha'ir, you're allowed to split the city, U'la'orev rak es chelka, and you can make an erev on part of the city. V'ochia kemi mashi yesh b'din shir. And he proves this from that which we learned in Sif Aleph, that there's a din of a shir, of leaving off part of the city for a shituf. She'ena chelik shelo irvu imo oser es ashar. The part of the city that was not included in the Erev, there's not Aser on the rest. And the reason why when it comes to an Ir Shel Yochid, that's when it's Aser to only make an Erev on part of it. So Bir Lahal and the Mishabu is going to explain soon, we'll see it tonight. Since it's a city of a Yochid, and they're normally used to joining together in an Erev, they're like one Chatzar, where you can't split up, everyone has to join in. According to this, Gon Yaakov and the Chazanish, right? Shelachora hu adin b'ir shel Rabbim. The same din would be true when it comes to an ir shel Rabbim. She'ena tzrich hashir. If it's a city of a Rabbim that doesn't need to have an exclusion. Kegon she'esh l'rak Pesach echad. Like we learned last night, there's only one Pesach. V'hurgulu l'orev yachad, and therefore they are rugged to make one erev together. So yevsher l'orev rak chelak m'mena. You're not able to make an erev only on part of the city. Sherei gam kan shayach hatam, because here also it's shayach the reason, shahova v'hurgulu l'orev yachad nasu gochatzer achas. Since they normally join together in erev, so it's considered like one chatzer. Continues the Mishabura, we're in the middle of Sivkot on Chav Aleph. Again, we said we're talking in this Siv about an ear that was mitchila, an ear shel yachid. V'hinei b'sif aleph kosav. In Sif Aleph we wrote, the osin shituf echad, that a city of a yachid makes one shituf, the ain srich in the shire, and they don't have to leave off any part of the city. The kanash me'in, and here the Mechaber is teaching me, the dafka shituf echad. It's not that you could make one shituf, you must make one shituf. Va'yidei hischalkus oser echad al chaveru. And through splitting it up, you ruin the whole thing. One person asks on everyone else. So what the Mechaber is adding on is Sif Dalet, from that which we said in Sif Aleph. And Sif Aleph we said, an Ir Shel Yochid can make one Shituf. Now we're saying they must make one Shituf. It's all or nothing. You can't split up. Sif Kadon Chabez, if you want to leave off one Mavui, so there has to be a Matseva in front of it. Iskimu Habri Achronim, many Achronim agreed. It's enough for this matseva to be 4 tefachim high. Not only 4 tefachim high, the zeruah says it also has to be 4 tefachim wide. If you have the matseva over there by the Pesach Lemavui, you will not ask on the rest of the city. By making the matseva in the front of that mavui, you're revealing that you're removing yourselves from the city and you will not ask her. Therefore we said a city of a yachid, it's all or nothing. You either all join together or it's not going to be good. Rotz Lomar. Hoel Shamaner says Chalkus Oser. Since we said that leaving off a chelek is gonna aser, Tzorich Lizor Gamkin Shelo Yichalek Shituf HaMavui L'Chatzor. And you have to be careful also that you're not gonna split the Shituf of the Mavui in half. Umidesosim HaMechaber Mashma Desrile. From the fact that Mechaber is not Mechalek, it's Mashma that he holds. Even if you're going to make an Erev split across the city, not lengthwise, but widthwise, it's also going to be Aser. Not like we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow in the Ramah at the end of Sivav. Od Yoser Chomer Meischalkus Shal Mavuas Echa Mechaveru. The Achronim write that splitting one Mavui down the middle halfway is more Chomer than splitting up the Mavuos one from another. The Bazek, because in this case, if you want to split a Mavui down the middle, like that way, the Bazek Afilu Yamid Matseva Beemtza Mavui, even if you place this platform in the middle of the Mavui, Kedei Lechalik Echa Mechaveru, to split up part of the Mavui from the other part, Lo Mani will not help. Achareishu Makom Drisas Arabim. That's where the Rabin walks. The Rabin walks through the Mavui, so you can't just split it up by putting a Matseiv in the middle. Elohim Ken Yasu Mechitza Gvo Asar Tvachim. You'd actually have to build a wall that's 10 Tvachim high to separate the Mavui in the middle. Hafilu Loya Chala Mavui Rach of Yosem Esar Amos. Even if the width of the Mavui, the airspace, was not wider than 10 Amos, you would still have to put a wall at 10 Tvachim if you want to split a Mavui down the middle. Sivkotan Chavhei. We said in the Machaber, Ein Ma'arvin Osa Lachatzoin, the city of the Yochid. Even if it became afterwards Sharabim, you can't be Ma'ariv Lachatzoin. Hatan, the reason is, and this is what we saw in the note, Keva de Mitchil Hoysa Kinyan Yochid. Since in the beginning it was a city of one individual, Vuhurgulu Ayideis Elios Biachad, and therefore everyone was used to being together, Havik Chatzar Achas. They have a din of one Chatzar, Vaasri Adogin, they ask on each other if anyone is left out of the Eruv or the Shituf. Unless you make a matzeva pislos of katan chavav, who adin the yochel lechalik aydei shiyamitzros a pesach, the same thing, the same way you can put a matzeva to block off any mavui, you can also use a tzros a pesach at the edge of each mavui, so you can yamit tzros a pesach b'sof kol mavui and mavui k'dusamuch sevav. Like we'll see shortly in sevav, we'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with sevhei, and we'll finish the siman.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.